Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alrighty, third hour. What's happening? Tiki and Tierney Show ready to keep going here. Get you back to the Washington stuff. Daniel Snyder. And we're coming to you from our studios, the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. So, as we knew we'd get to this point very fast. When money is taken off the table, when there are strong threats and then obvious action occurring, or actions, plural, people usually begin to react to that. You know, if you want to get somebody to really size up their own finances, sit down, and like somebody who kind of spends recklessly, have that person sit down with a financial advisor and try to forecast 20, 30 years down the road when the income is not as plentiful and you're left with hopefully a lot of years to live, you're going to radically change your spending habits, or at least how you designate certain finances to make sure that you have something when you get older for your wife and kids, et cetera, or if you're not married, for yourself, whatever it is. Same thing with Daniel Snyder. It was a matter of time. This is the biggest story of the day. It's the biggest story of the week. It's the biggest story of the year pertaining to sports. This is a battle that's been fought for a long time. And, you know, boy, let's give him a lot of credit. He has deftly ducked jab after jab and, you know, uppercut and roundhouse cross after all. I mean, the guy walked away, for the most part, unbloodied until money came off the table, hence the change.
Yeah, exactly.
Washington.
And we know why he made the change, and we shouldn't even pretend it's otherwise. You know, the question that we asked at the beginning of the show, BT, was what do they become? And we'll find out soon enough. It seems like Warriors are the name that they're leaning towards.
I don't love it.
I don't love it either. There's the Warriors already in basketball that have been – they had a dynasty, and so you're not going to – they're not going to become synonymous with that name, and it's kind of too close to the existing name, so I don't really like it. But the other thing too, so we're going to change this in current time, so
the Warriors
in real time. I agree.
Just thinking, I'm trying to think, like,
because it doesn't sound right. It doesn't, because when you think about, when you say Warriors, I'll get to the second point in a second.
Yeah.
When you say Warriors, because this is exactly what I was talking about at the beginning of the show, BT. When you say Warriors, you kind of think exactly what they just were. You know what I mean?
In a lot of ways, yeah.
Right?
And you definitely do.
I just can't disassociate it.
Yep.
But then even like on a second level, so that's the first thing I think about. God, that sounds really close to what they were, even if it's like an adjective to what, you know, what the noun used to be, right? But then the second thing I think of is Golden State dynasty in basketball. So how am I ever going to think of them? I don't know. It's just not ideal to me.
Well, and what I think of too, I think of, not that this is paramount to any sort of a name change here, but I think about, like, you know, I think I've seen this a million times in various stadiums. Like, yeah, it really probably more in baseball, because it's probably more of this kind of a pace. You can play this in between innings. Like, a team's losing 7-2, you know, and you rip the clip from Belushi with Animal House. You know, was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking now, how about this, though? So it's fourth quarter, whether it's at FedEx or a new stadium in D.C., and they're trying to get that one last stand, and they're coming back, the final TV timeout, and the opponent, let's say the Giants. Giants have the ball. Daniel Jones, he's in his fifth year at this point. He's a big-time player, maybe. I think he could be. And the Giants have like 80 yards to go, and you start playing, Warriors, come out, play. And you've got the whole stadium, and they're clinking the bottles, Warriors.
Yeah,
like,
but that's,
I don't know, 100,000 deep. That could be pretty good.
True, but that's so old school.
Play,
that's so old school.
So what? So was Animal House.
True, but I don't know.
So was the wave.
Come on. Yeah, that's a good point.
A lot of stadium things are pretty antiquated.
The Warriors, I can't even. That's not even. That's a West Coast movie, isn't it?
Is
it?
No, Warriors is New York City. Oh, that's right. It is New York City. 78, maybe 79.
So
great movie.
That's one.
Young people, watch that movie if you have a chance. That is a classic. The Warriors.
I'm going to advise you to when you're bored to watch it, not when you're like got something else that you'd rather be watching because you're going to judge it because you're going to judge it off what you would have watched instead. You know what I mean? And then I'm not sure it holds up.
Are you kidding me?
I'm just saying. BT, our
Coming from a guy who didn't know if it was in California or New York, I'm not going to take a cinematic review of it.
It didn't matter to me. It was more about the badassery of it.
I thought it was awesome. The gritty 70s New York. That's John Lennon's New York 70s.
But you grew up in New York. You grew up in New York in the 70s and the 80s.
Well, so I grew up in the 80s. I didn't grow up there really in the 70s.
Well, you were born there in the early 70s, and you grew up there in the 80s. So it's it resonates with you. For me, it was just it could have been anywhere. You know what I mean? It didn't relate. So that's just my advice.
I got you. I can't change your opinion. You didn't love the movie.
I'm talking about advice to people who haven't seen it. Watch it when you don't have anything else to watch. It's not when you're watching it instead of watching something else because you'll end up comparing it to that something else.
Or just take a great rip of a vape and then watch it.
Exactly. That too. So here's the other side of this thing with the Washington BT.
Yes.
So the history exists, right? We're going to have Daryl Green on, who spent his entire career as a Washington, I will not even say their name, but that's who he is.
For sure.
Right? And the imagery we see of him is in that uniform with the logo and, you know, everything else. What happens to the history of Washington now? And obviously the numbers will stay and everything else will stay, but like when we bring Daryl Green on in, I don't know, 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes.
Yep.
You know, what logo are we putting up for him? And right now it's you can probably use the existing one. But in 5 years from now or 2 years from now, what are we talking about? Think about, and Samter gave me this example earlier. When Houston, the Oilers, they were obviously in Houston. They moved and they're now in Tennessee. And but when we think about Earl Campbell, we think about the Houston Oilers. Right, we don't think about the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, for sure. So, Earl Campbell's an Oilers, not a Titan.
That's exactly right. He's an Oiler. But it's the same 100%. Team. It's the same team in a sense. Even though I think did they leave their? No, they took their history with them. Right?
Yeah.
So the history is still there.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to deal with that in so many ways? Especially because it's not like the Oilers changing to the Titans. You're getting rid of a word or a nickname that is offensive. So how do you refer historically once it's changed, right? It's more complicated than I think, you know, it should be, but it's the truth. You still got to reckon with it.
Well, I'll take it even a step further. I mean, you walk through the halls of Canton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is a moment. I got it. One second, baby. I can't tell you how conflicted I am right now. You know what? I don't care. Come on in, baby. Deke, I have to. You see what? It just won't be long. I have to do this. Come here, baby. Come here. She got her first trophy today. She's looking at me through this. We're on air, baby, so be careful. She's looking at me through my office door, and how do I not let her show off this amazing trophy? Congratulations, baby. Yay. Hold it up for Tiki. Show Uncle Tiki.
Nice. Yay. What is that? I can't read it.
It's a dancing trophy.
Let
Daddy read it real quick. It says, I love to dance. It's an achievement award for 2020.
I love it. That's congratulations. Trophy, she can't hear me, but congratulations.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you. Okay, go ahead.
I can't remember the song on the air.
I got you, sweetheart. Okay, first trophy, yay. Okay, throw that out. Yes, sweetheart. Now Daddy has to get back to the show.
Congrats, that's cool.
I could not ignore her. Because I told her, I said, as soon as Jen took her.
Yeah.
I said, as soon as you get home, you have to show Daddy the trophy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's outside the door, and I still have a good, you know, 8 minutes in the segment. I can't let her sit there for 8 minutes, so that's awesome. Her first trophy needs to be addressed. But, so whether it's Daryl Green, take anybody in the Hall of Fame. You walk through the hallways of Canton, Ohio.
Yeah, the busts are already there.
The bust. Now, this, interestingly, ties into a big debate within our country. I mean, do we just delete history?
That's a good question.
You can't rub the name Redskins, I don't believe, from the plaques of the gentlemen in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
No, I don't think
you can't scrub it because they were who they were for 87 years they were the Redskins.
And look, and we've talked about this a couple of times. I forget what we were talking about, but the lens that we look through now, right, the 2020 lens is very different than the lens that was, you know, present in the 80s, 90s. The perception, like the perception of the word, of the team name changed. It really did because I didn't see it that way for a long time. Now I do. And so that history existed. But it's also like I look at the Hall of Fame as a museum in a sense. I mean, it is a museum, like better than it's a museum. So it's not some place that's, you know, out in the open and everybody sees it and somebody walks by and they're offended by it. You know, it's not it's dissimilar to an extent from the statues that are coming down across the country. The Confederate statues that you're alluding to and talking about. But at the same time,
not just Confederate though, but anyway,
it's everything.
It's not just Confederate.
It's not, but you know,
Confederate's one thing.
Those are the predominant ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of everything right now. And I think we've like our perception evolves, it changes. Mm-hmm. And so as it's changed, you still have to recognize why it changed and where it came from and where the history came from. And so I don't think that the imagery in the Hall of Fame and, you know, of Darryl Green, and we'll ask him
like, absolutely,
how do you want it to be? How do you want to be displayed, you know, going forward? Because I don't know what his opinion is on this, to be honest with you. We're asking him.
I can't wait to hear his answer.
I can't either, because I'm sure he's been what did he play, 16, 18 years?
I think it was more than 16 years.
Because Rondé played 18. He played more than Rondé, because he played until his 40s, I believe.
Yeah, he did. So he still ran a 4.43, whatever.
He might have been 20 years, BT.
I'm looking it up right now.
So, like, the majority of his life professional life was spent, and you know, as wearing this logo.
20 years.
Yeah, 20 years.
20 years.
So the majority of his life. And so he knows that. That's him. It's like synonymous with him. How many of those has he signed, right, over the years?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a dilemma, and it's something they're going to have to get a handle on, which they will. And we'll talk to – I can't wait. Darryl's coming up next here on the show, as Tiki just said. Just for a second, just how long his career spanned. Imagine this. So he comes up in 1983, right? And I would challenge anybody, because this is the great imagery that will really, you know, hammer home my point here. At some point today, go to Google, go to YouTube, and type in 1983. Doesn't matter who's playing. Random NFL football game from 1983. All right? And then after you know, maybe watch a couple of minutes, couple of snaps, get a sense of the style, all that stuff. Then type in 1993 NFL game. And, you know, do the same thing. And then do 2003 NFL game. I say that because he comes up in 83, and when he retired, think about I could even see, without even going to YouTube, I could just see the different offensive sets, the lack of innovation compared to now. I mean, I know he's not playing now, but 2003, the game was still pretty fast and still pretty wide open. You were in the middle of it.
Yeah,
you know better
exactly.
than me. Imagine that, like 83 to 2003 in the NFL. Baseball, kind of similar. Even basketball, yeah, a little similar. But football, that's a big difference.
Yeah, no, it's a huge difference, BT. And I'm thinking about, like, the kids of players that he played. You know what I mean? Like, the kids of either teammates or adversaries that he actually played against. I mean, it had to have happened. I think I read a story about this someplace. But he had to have played against teammates that were the kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just 20 years is forever.
Well, let me put
and
it
he
this
wasn't
way.
Bad. It's not like he was, like, hanging on.
No.
He was still a good player.
Let me put it this way to for you to actually look at it, because I'm forgetting some of the names. I think Stone is one of them.
Yeah, Ron Stone.
Ron Stone, right?
Yep.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, Ron Dane have children who are pretty good in sports?
Yeah,
a daughter,
but,
maybe?
Yeah, well, daughter, he's got a son. I think his son committed to Maryland, actually.
For football?
Yeah, for football.
Daughter plays volleyball, if
I'm
not mistaken? Okay.
Yep.
So think about some of these guys that you played with. Uh-huh. And, you know, along the way, I can just remember conversations we've had on air, off air, in studio. Hey, this guy that I played with, his son just got a daughter, got a full ride to Oregon.
Yeah.
Imagine being in the locker room and then playing against those people.
That's right.
As they come up.
That's
it's
right.
Crazy.
It's crazy. It's nuts, because now that guy who was your teammate, your boy, as a kid, that's also your teammate, your boy. I know that had to have happened. We'll ask him, obviously, because that's just a fun conversation.
For sure.
It's a testament to his greatness and his longevity. But he was a special athlete. Like, certain guys are great athletes, and he was a great athlete. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. But he was, like, a special athlete who was not big, right? When we stand next to him,
nope.
I'm like, dude, I'm bigger than you.
No, he's not very big. You know big what I
mean?
5'9", Darryl Green.
You pay 20-something years. Guys that size usually get beat out of the league pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, he was late first round, so he's one of these guys who flew under the radar a little bit in college. He played at A&M Kingsville. But, you know, he moved probably that speed, although the combine in 83 was so different. And, you know, you look at, like, did everybody even have access to his 40 time? I don't know in 1983. Like, it's a legitimate question.
I doubt it. It's probably why he got drafted late. Because if you would have seen him run the 40, because he was running a 4.4 when he was 40, right?
Yes.
What was he running when he was 20?
Right. Well, let me ask you a question. That there are eventually human limitations. Like, a human being can eventually only jump so high, right?
Yeah.
And run so fast. Like, what if you had to write down a time right now, put it in a bottle, and grab it out of the ocean in 50 years, what do you think is the human limitation on the 40?
That's a great question.
What do you think it is?
I'd say 4 flat.
4.0?
Yeah. We've gotten 4 ones.
What was now, Chris Johnson? 4.22?
4.22, I think. But John Brown.
Ross, the Bengals, too.
John Ross.
Yeah.
Didn't he break it? I think he was 4.21.
He may have been. I thought he was 4.22, but he may have been 4.21.
Whatever it was. I don't know, man. It's too short of a distance.
That's what I'm saying.
So if you would have asked me this about the 100,
yep.
Like before 2018, and because I was a sprinter, so I knew I could never run faster than like 10.4. But I loved watching these guys go under 10, right? And once they got to under 10, it was like, all right, here goes 9.8. And I'm like, man, 9.8? Are you kidding me? And then Usain Bolt comes and runs a 9.56 or something.
Yeah.
It just made no sense, right? But the 100 is it's 100 meters.
Yep.
And the reason that you can't get much lower is because you end up slowing down. So as your muscle endurance and fast twitch muscle and strength get better, you can actually keep improving. Mm-hmm. But 40 yards is only 40 yards. It's like that.
So there's so much real estate.
That's right. There's only so much real estate. So I'd probably say under 4. I'm going to say 4.0, like 8.
Okay. All right. Put it in the bottle, and when we're on retirement island, hopefully it'll come our way, and we'll see if you're right. It's not that dissimilar from a pitcher. I mean, you know, Chapman's hit 105.
Right.
We had a few guys.
Right.
I mean,
yeah. Could somebody ever get to 110?
You know,
it's just right. It's just not physically possible.
I would probably bet more yes than no on that. Within that same, I don't even need 50 years. I think within the next point. Now that arm might be done in 2 years, but because I know we got a break, so I don't want to. But yeah, I actually think that 110 is achievable. I believe that is within the realm of the human limit throwing a baseball. We'll see. All right. Thank God I'm not going to be around to try to hit it. That's for sure. Let's get the update. We'll take a little break here. Darryl Green, Hall of Famer, played for Washington. He's in the Hall of Fame with the Redskins logo. Does that stay up? Does he want it to? It's going to be a great conversation. Stick around. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free lines, 1-855-212-4227, sponsored by Geico. Do you know that right now Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. All right, the big story, and we're not surprised by this. The writing was on the wall certainly last week with FedEx and Nike and Walmart. Eventually, Daniel Snyder was going to have to do something, and that something has come to fruition. Name changed, that's coming. Imagery change, that's coming. And we had to tap into Washington's great past to get with somebody who is deeply entrenched with the with the franchise and is directly associated with the franchise from fans. And we've got about as good as you can get, a Hall of Famer, 7 Pro Bowls, an All-Pro, one of the fastest men ever to play in the NFL, Darryl Green, is with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Darryl, how you doing today, buddy? What's up, man?
Good evening, guys. What's
hey? Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for joining us, Darryl. You know, we know that this conversation has been around for a long time. I don't remember it being around when you were still playing, even though you did play up in, you know, 6-7 years into my career, which is kind of crazy. We were talking about how long you played. But did you know, or did you expect it to eventually lead to a name, nickname change for your team?
May have dropped. All right, we'll try to get him back up.
Yeah, I think he dropped.
Oh, we got him. There, go ahead, Daryl.
I'm glad about it. I'm certainly applaud Mr. Dan Snyder for making this decision. It wasn't a big conversation, but a different conversation was had in terms of I had met elder players who had played for different teams around the country, and they talked about how Preston Marshall, the original owner of the Redskins here, would treat them when they were going to the tunnel. Literally, these are men that told me that. I've heard from people in North Carolina, relatives and friends and people in D.C. I've been here 37 years talking about how, Daryl, man, I really love you and appreciate you, but, man, I cannot be a Redskin fan. You know, the song used to be Fight for Old Dixie. They didn't get an African-American. So I've heard that. I've heard that for all the years. I haven't heard – we didn't hear nothing about the Native Americans. That was a little bit later, but it's always been a disparaging thing hanging over this team and that name. But I want to just make it on record. I applaud this decision, and I agree with it. This is the reconciling of history, and I think that because of where we are in our nation, this is great. This is great. You know, all these things that they're doing. We're finally going to say that human beings, as they are, the most valued of all creation, not the big old strong whale or the king of the jungle or the birds or the trees, but human beings get first place again over computers and phones and watches and diamonds. And this is a part of that. And I applaud that across the board in our nation.
Well said.
Yeah, no, very well said. By the way, I neglected to mention, I mentioned this last time you were on the air, but Daryl's also the associate AD at George Mason University, which is a great academic school, good program, too. Made the Final Four back in the day, in addition to being a Hall of Fame corner and two-time Super Bowl champ. You know what I'm curious about, Daryl? We all agree the name had to go. Okay, so we turn the page on that. Like, if I'm Daryl Green, though, and you know, let's go 40, 50 years down the road, your great, 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 great grandkids are strolling through the halls of Canton, Ohio, and they want to go see, they want to go see granddaddy's, his bust, and they want to go see exactly what it's all about. Should the name Redskins be scrubbed from that, or should that be preserved, knowing who you played for, but now changing the future? What do you think about that? Because that's an interesting dynamic.
Let me say that when you get to this point, it's important to get to this point. So we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And now there should be some extraordinary conversations, how we should memorialize the victories wrought in the name of the offended, the pain caused by the offended. Should the name be modified on trophies to properly remember history? Should we build museums constructed that accurately recount deeds and accomplishments and offensives committed? So those are the conversations that need to be had. But for me, to answer your question, you can throw all of mine away. Because, again, I'm saying humans first.
Okay.
Humans first. If it offends people, humans first. Humans first. My grandkids will be fine, and my great-grandkids will be fine. And I can identify with the new team if they allow me to. But in terms of when I played the game, I wouldn't have paid it for free. I played it because they paid me.
Mm-hmm.
They don't owe me anything, and I don't owe them anything. And so I'm not hung up on that. I'm more excited about when you're talking about the world that we're living in today, we're talking about overcoming things that have been painful for 400 years, more than that for the Native Americans, more than that for others. So, dude, little Daryl Green and his little football career, have it. You can have it.
Wow.
But I'm humbled. I'm humbled by the opportunity that I had to work this job. It provided for my family. It gave me influence. It gave me access. It gave me resources. It puts me around the country now. in a program, Strong Youth Strong Community with Centene Corporation. We're doing this thing with the dealing with disparities in health, trying to get our people to participate in research to make sure that we can make sure that everybody is no longer that all of the medicines are only measured through white males. That's what someone told me. I'm not a medical guy.
Yeah.
But we've got to get people of minorities out there to get tested. And so I can use this influence to say, hey, guys, trust me. I think my name is trustworthy. I would never tell you wrong. The people I'm with, trust them. Let's go do this. So I appreciate all of that. But for the purpose for what we're doing, trying to make – you're talking about our children and our children's children's children. Let's give them a better world to live in. Forget celebrating grandpa.
Yeah.
Let's give them a world that people are loving and caring and kind to one another and respectful. When you hurt a person, you say, I'm sorry. You stop. You change. You don't do it again. You don't hit him again. We teach our babies that.
Mm-hmm.
And so yes, I will say you can have all of mine. You can every bit of it. Mm-hmm. If for this, will I trade it in for this? My goodness. Well, I trade in my life, we say, but Daryl, if you could live today if you would turn in your 20 seats, done. there are things that are just more important.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, that's what bothers me the most.
Yeah, no, that's great perspective.
Grown people.
That's great.
So let's do it.
Yeah, that's great perspective. I want to get to your Centene researchers that you're studying with, because it's also COVID-19 taste testing and how minorities are affected by this disease, virus more so than others. But, let's move even a step forward. When you look at the Washington team, and I'm avoiding, and today I've done a good job of it, avoiding saying the old name. You knew I grew up a fan.
No, you almost said it there.
I almost did, but because I guess it's my childhood. You were one of our favorites. I know my brother loved you because he played your position. But going forward, What name do you want to see associated with this Washington franchise?
Your Rat Tails. Let's celebrate some of the greatest men, regardless of their color.
Yeah.
These men, under great odds, when they went up there, they were under great duress. When they landed, they were under great duress. So, let's call them the Red Tails. There's probably more, of course, thousands more of other great men and women and names that we can name it. But the Red Tails that celebrates one of the greatest communities, or the greatest men, a group that our country has ever seen under extraordinary duress, that would be something we can all really get, all of us can get excited about. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Keep the colors, or do you have to get rid of that too?
I don't know. Well, it's the Red Tail, so we can go red.
Yeah,
we can go red.
Make it a little sharper red,
less maroon.
I wish I could be in the conversation. I'm not. I probably won't be in it, but I wish I could be in.
Well,
the conversation.
Why not? Wait, Daryl, hold on, Daryl. You are the greatest living Redskin. Why wouldn't you be in the conversation?
That doesn't matter anything, man. I don't own nothing. I'm just a guy. I'm not. I'm not. They don't treat me like some teams treat me, and I'm not hurt over that. That ain't the way we roll. They don't. Yeah. I'm not Tiki Barber. You know what I'm saying, in New York. But I don't have a problem with that, and I may not be in the conversation. I'm just saying I would love to be, just because it's an honorable position.
Yeah.
You know, this is a good time to me. This is not, in your guys' business, you guys, a lot of times, crap sales, But let's put crap aside and let's just talk like people.
Yeah.
Let's talk like we're worried about our 10-year-old daughters.
Yeah.
12-year-old son.
Well, Daryl,
let's talk like we're concerned about them.
Genuineness, as you are displaying or espousing right now, that also sells, because it's refreshing, right? You don't hear it very often, and I'm loving this conversation with you.
Phenomenal.
It's not what I thought I would hear.
Nope.
It's not about you, and you're right. It's not about me. It's not about anybody. But it's about us, and you're saying it in a very unique way. But speaking about minorities, the National Minority Quality Forum is who you're working with Centene Corporation. Tell us a little bit about this, and how COVID-19 is involved in some of these this testing that you guys are looking to get done.
Well, obviously, because of the disparities is really what brings it about. And as I mentioned to you before, and again, don't hold me, to trying to be some kind of a doctor. But
yeah.
I do understand that it's important that we have
a level of testing. And so we have to get data from people who are, in many cases, afraid to get testing because history, through different historic moments that have been testing that has came back to bite. And, a lot of times you highlight things. It's probably been more better testing than it has been bad testing. But people can get fearful on one time. And so when we talk about this is a partnership. It's a research partnership. It's not only the testing. If you have COVID, then we're going to follow you for, 3 to 5 years and help you and support you. But we also want to get this data so that we can make sure that minorities, so it becomes a partnership. We call it the Minority and Rural Health COVID Virus Study. So it's a study. It's also a study. So it's not only testing and helping you for today, but it's a study and grabbing data that can help us for tomorrow. And sometimes it's not always easy, to get people to buy into stuff like that. And so I've got Niels Williams supporting and leading me. I'm sort of the national leader. I got him leading us in the New Orleans area, and I've got Anthony Munoz leading us in the Ohio area. I've got Mike Singletary in Chicago. I got Jerome Bettis, and he's out of the Michigan and doing with Flint. And so we're trying to, take these cities one at a time and get a certain number of tests and a certain number of participants so that we can take it and be responsible in terms of how we gather this data and how we use this data moving forward. That way we can level the playing field, and it won't be this discussion about the disparities as relate to who gets and who doesn't get and who can be taken care of and who can't be. And so my hat is off to Centene. This isn't really what we have done with me and my relationship with them. We've been doing things with the youth and things, going in the military and what we call beyond the walls in prison and doing, dealing with first responders and police and different, just trying to, honor and bless people. But this is being called. This is being called to the front line. And my hat is off to them. And again, we're not doctors. We're just trying to humbly use our influence to encourage people to come out and take a look at this and get benefited for themselves, of course, but more importantly, give a benefit for our future posterity and those in the near future. So that's what's exciting, and that's what I've always been about. And I will say this, that, my whole history, Tiki, as you mentioned that, I played for one team for 20 seasons. And I was on, I think I was on two strikes.
Oh, wow.
And, you can't play 20 years and be a first ballot Hall of Famer, greatest 100 player, and say nobody was willing to come and get me. They were. I just wasn't willing to go. I had a bigger vision for life. This thing has always, I say it humbly, it was always a job to me. It was always, I came to Washington, D.C. from Texas. And as Texans, we don't leave home.
I came here for a job. I still hear it in your voice.
Absolutely. I came here for a job, and I got my wife here and my church and my family, and I'm humbled by that. But I don't take this any further than it should go. I'm not like, Darryl Green, and I've been greatly honored, but that's not how I live. I live out of purpose, a sense of purpose.
We could tell.
And, so that my grandkids can appreciate Pop-Pops more than what Pop-Pops did on a football field. They're going to appreciate how Pop-Pops treated their mama and their grandma, and their
dad. Let me tell you, Darryl, I got to tell you, this is one of our best spots. We've had a lot of great interviews, but considering everything, this is top shelf, and a lot of people going to hear this. Unfortunately, we have to go to break only because we're so late, but really uplifting, poignant, and on point stuff. What a great conversation. Thank you very much, Darryl.
Bless you guys.
Thank you, Darryl.
With you guys, so I appreciate you guys.
No doubt about it, man.
We'll see you down the road.
That man deserves to be on a college campus. I can see why George Mason would want him around as an associate AD. That guy is just, wow.
It is a little crazy how he hasn't lost his Houston accent. He's been out of here for a lot of years now.
Can't leave home, brother. But it's always part of it. You know what I mean. Update for Mac. Blast after that. That was good. Here's Axe update. Time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day here on Tiki and Tierney. Got the blast on deck. Today's questions coming in from John in D.C. What is your top choice for the new name of the Washington football team? We've kicked around a bunch.
You didn't like my president's idea.
Well, I do. But the problem is, so many American presidents are now, the subject of scorn and vitriol for past deeds. Here's the thing. You want to have something that is completely unifying and completely beyond reproach and ever having to go through this again.
Yeah, that's a good
point. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know?
I guess it could mean a lot of different things, but, I mean, who knows? Yeah, I hear you.
You know, to me, like, you know, there was a lot. Like, Monument's cool. Red Tails is certainly cool. Great historical angle there. You know, I mean, whatever. And I would even change the colors a little bit. Instead of maroon and gold, especially with the Red Tails, are obviously going to be red. But you want to change a little bit of a tint. Anything that is associated with that, you know, for many is a source of pain. And you're probably best to eradicate every little, little dot that connects to what was a painful time for a lot of people. So we'll see what they come up with, but they're coming up with something, that's for sure. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts, all your car care needs, guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. All right, T, so we'll get to the blast in a moment. Also want to remind you, the game you love is back tonight at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. CBS Sports Network serves you up an ace as some of the hottest names in tennis hold court together. It's World Team Tennis on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. That's coming up tonight. We didn't really touch it, but that golf over the weekend was sick. That was a really good final round of golf.
Oh, at Muirfield? Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Even though we didn't know who won.
No, that kid's got a good – he's from – I think he played at Cal, that young man.
Yeah,
his second win on tour. He's got a pretty growing profile. I mean, obviously, everybody knows Justin Thomas.
Yeah.
But even the Swede who was in that last group, I mean hitting 50-foot bombs for putts that you have to hit, almost missing a two-footer for the win. He almost had a hole in, almost had two aces. That was golf at the highest level. That was incredible execution for a long amount of time. And Thomas wilted a little bit with the wedge. I think when he started up three, he was up three. Yep. When you're up three shots to start a round.
Against a guy who's not like known. I mean, he might end up being a finisher.
But he's not a closer right now.
Yeah, exactly. But
Morikawa is, he got all sorts of game. What a swing. And Victor Hovland is the other kid, the Swedish kid. And they said, I think it was Nance, you know, Victor didn't start playing golf until he was 11.
Hmm.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I know.
You start playing golf when you're 11 and become a pro.
Yeah, I know. Be good at it. So
that's crazy. I don't know, Teak. You ready for a little blast? See what we got?
Let's get it.
Let's go.
So many topics, so little time. We give you five stories in 5 minutes, but don't take too long or you'll suffer the buzzer. It's time for the blast with Tiki and Tierney.
All right, so after the Giants made Andrew Thomas the number 4 pick in this past draft in the NFL, they're still apparently uncertain whether Thomas will line up on the left or the right side. How big of a deal is it if a tackle lines up on the right or left?
Early on, it's not that big of a deal. I think it's more important for him to get playing time at the big boy level. And he's going to start right away. He's going to be right side because Nate Solder is over there on the left side. When Nate decides to hang it up, whenever that is, he'll move over. And it'll be an investment well worth it. He could be a stalwart there for many, many years to come.
I agree. I think it's fine. You know, the last thing you want to do is hand the job to somebody like they did with Eric Flowers.
Yep.
And then, you know, what do you do from there? There's really nowhere to go. And Eric Flowers, who was so deficient.
That's right.
And Thomas is not deficient in technique. He's actually a very polished player, probably the safest.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's got the highest upside. That could be Becton, who's 6'7", 3'7".
He's a monster. That's why I loved him. That's who I wanted to date.
Oh, God, I hope he's good. Please be good. Please be good. But Thomas is a little more refined.
Yep.
But you could even do it like if you could even maybe put Solder on the right side next year. Like Solder doesn't have to retire.
No,
for
yeah, you're right.
To scoot to you're the right. left, you can flip and put Solder on the right.
Yeah. So if Solder loses a step, he's not at that point yet. But if he loses a step and he's still valuable member of the offense, just move him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just
take him
over.
Give him some meaningful reps for a team that could be pretty decent this year.
I remember when Eric Flowers was first drafted, we were like, he's got short arms and he's lazy. Yeah. He should be a guard. Yep. Guess where he is now? He's a guard.
And he's a good one.
I know.
Celebrity Family Feud. I used to love Family. Richard Dawson back in the day. Smooching all the girls. He always got his kisses in, Richard
You're
Dawson.
Right.
You ever notice that?
I did.
Kissed every woman. Every single one. All right, but it was NFL Hall of Famers versus NFL Rising Stars, and let's just say the fast money round didn't go so well for Bills legend Bruce Smith.
If Captain Hook was moonlighting as a handyman, he might replace his hook with what tool?
A hammer.
Try again.
A penis.
Tell me the age a kid is too old to sleep with a text. What the He said,
oh, man, that is funny. That is laugh out loud stuff. That's
how does that pop
funny.
Into your head, man?
I have no idea. I don't want to know. What's our thoughts on Bruce's answer?
I mean, again, what the hell are you thinking about? A screwdriver, maybe? a saw?
I don't know what he's thinking. But what I'm thinking is they should just come up with an R-rated version of Family
Feud.
Yeah,
that's right. That's
really.
Right.
Say but whatever you want.
That would not be... it's a family show. How could you do that, though?
That's true. That's true. We're going to have to find a new name. We'll keep the premise, new name, new time slot as well. All right, moving on. J.J. Redick posted a little video. Shotgun and beers on social media. So Myers Leonard was not to be outdone. Did you see these?
I did not.
Okay. Reddick's was pretty impressive. Leonard was like Frank the Tank. Impressive. It was ridiculous. He chugged a 12-ounce beer. Santer has this in 4 seconds. I actually thought it was closer to 3. Fun idea to have players. It was just boom, boom, gone. It was crazy. Is it fun to have players challenge off the court, you know, with this kind of stuff in the bubble, or is it a bad look for the NBA?
No, I think it's fun. This is what these guys do. Lots of men on the weekends do the same thing. Lots of men on weekdays do the same thing. So these guys are just showing that they're human, and they have skills at chugging beers.
God, I haven't shotgunned the beer in a long time. It wouldn't be pretty.
No. I never could figure out how to do it.
I was okay at it. I'm
could
sure
never I'd do it.
Probably be able to rally my way back to a passable level, but the keg stands were more my
nice.
My badge of honor. That was just like, hold me up. Don't let go, Maddie. I would associate like baseball players doing this more than basketball players who have to watch their weight and vascularly. But no, bad look. Of course, it's not a bad look. It's a fun look.
You're in a bubble. Bubble in Orlando. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's a respite from the reality of being in a bubble in Orlando.
Time's up. The blast is over for another day.
Great start to the week. You guys you're going to want to go and check out radio.com, Apple iTunes, our great conversation, Daryl Green on the name change. Phenomenal. Teak, good show, good start. I'll catch you tomorrow, buddy. Have a great Monday night.
Most certainly, brother.
I appreciate it. If everybody want to get us on Twitter, go for it at Teak and Tierney. In the meantime, enjoy what remains of your night. And as always, remain safe, remain sensible, and remain sane. We'll catch you soon. Peace.
Gotta go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.